CITR 101.9 FM is pleased to invite you to a birthday party celebrating 75 years of campus and community radio excellence for 30 years on the FM dial and 30 years of Discorder magazine. We've got a lineup of bands and exhibits to celebrate CITR's 75-year history of independent radio and support of local independent music, including Miss Marr and Friends, Culture Shock, Fine Mist, Channels 3 and 4, Karen and Mark, and the new Best Friends and more. Doors open at 8, bands at 9, tickets for $10 in advance or $12 at the door plus voluntary donation. This party is one part of our alumni weekend, and if you are an alumni, past volunteer, or current member, or are connected to the history of the station, this event is for you. For more details, visit CITR.ca.
Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am so excited to be here. It's Lisa Marr on CITR Radio FM 101.9 for the 75th anniversary weekend. Wow, what a celebration. I can't believe it. And Steve Edge, always a pleasure. What an amazing show. It's good to be able to come back home to Vancouver and just know some things are just going to be there for you, just like you remembered them. So we're going to play today a little bit of a walk down memory lane. This is a show I'm actually trying to remember exactly when it would have been originally broadcast, but the Betty and Veronica show was on CITR back in, I'm going to say, the late 1980s. I'm not exactly sure when, sometime in there. And my cohort was Andrea Lupini, who I think is still kicking around. Hopefully I'm going to be seeing her at the show tonight, the big show at Chapel Arts. You got to be there for sure. 8 o'clock doors, and the music starts at 9. It's going to be incredible. More details on that later. But I'm going to take you back. This was a Betty and Veronica show. It was a show that we did each week where we would play music on a certain theme. And this particular show has a special guest by the name of Henry 77, who's very into Fibonacci series numbers. So we're going to be hearing some songs about numbers and some chat with Henry 77. And at that point, I think I had the world's worst cold. So I have a very strange voice. But anyways, I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be checking in with more details about 75th anniversary celebrations here at CITR. Thanks for listening.
Henry 77, and he's a man with a message. Well, welcome to the Betty and Veronica show. My name's Veronica.
And I'm Betty. I have a cold today.
And our special guest on this edition of the Betty and Veronica show is Henry 77.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Henry, you were the inspiration for that first number we played, the theme, number 7 theme, and that's because you're a man for whom numbers are very important. Why don't you tell us how you got your name, Henry 77?
Well, Henry is my birth name. Turns out to be numerologically a 7, which I didn't pick up until very many years into Henry being Henry 77. Also, in Roman numbers, Henry adds up to 770, as it turns out. I gave up my family name because the message deals with family and other institutionalizations of familiarity. It showed that family was a mistake, So I dropped my family name. A little while into that, several months after dropping it, someone pressured me to taking a surname. And I did not feel like taking someone else's name, so I took a number. I took 77 for not too many substantial reasons. It just was the number there. There were one or two things having to do with me personally and out in general knowledge. I knew that 7 was an important number because when you throw dice, you pray for it. And subsequently, however, I found that 77 was the absolute bottom line best number I could have chosen. There is by now a mountain of heavy trivia that shows it was definitely the best number that I could have chosen. Almost anybody who was traveling with a disseminating an idea as beautiful and spiritual as the one I'm trying to disseminate here.
Well, you know, before when we were talking in the lounge, you saw some numbers written above my head. 231, it was an address. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, first, I would just like to say, though, that even though Henry's name is Henry 77, he can't write it as a 7 and a 7 because it's against the law. But he can when he's just giving his name to friends, right?
Well, actually, I write my name out now, SEVENTY-SEVN, a hyphenated name, which is all the fashion these days. But I'm not so sure how it is in Canada, but the United States Supreme Court actually found that human beings could not call themselves by numerical terms, but they could write it out. There was a case someone wanted to call himself 1069. And I guess, I don't know if he's writing it out. I don't know why he did it. But 77 turns out to be a very, very proper number.
So what about those numbers?
Oh, yeah, 231 was just happened to be, it was just over Veronica's shoulder. That's why I brought it up. And 231 is 3 times 77. It also, by chance, happens to be Dewey Library Code for God, in the Christian sense, and it also, by chance, happens to be the swiftest wind ever recorded, according to Guinness Book of Records, 231 miles an hour. Not far from where I've been hanging out the last couple of years in Massachusetts, on top of Mount Washington.
Well, we're going to take callers on 228-2487. If you have a question you want to ask Henry 77 about numbers or life or...
Or if you have a song that's about numbers, we'll play it.
And
especially sevens.
Especially sevens. Speaking of fast winds, this is the Fastback.
7 days.
Yeah.
Show. It's almost 20 after 6, so we've got lots of time to talk to our guest today, Henry 77, but I'll just tell you what we heard. We heard the Fastbacks, and then we heard, of course, the Ramones with 7-Eleven, and of course, Elvis Costello, because we hear them every week on the show, Less Than Zero. So let's talk about sex, Henry.
Sex and other relationships.
And numbers, of course.
Oh, well, without the numbers, what would any relationship be? We can talk of the most intimate relationships, that is, of sex, and consider how many times you would want to have your favorite sex, and how long would it no longer be your favorite sex after X number of times. This is something that in the old days was when we had less what you might call kinky sex, or before we heard about from the Indian books of love the 84 different positions or something. We had individuals saying when they started their matrimonial bliss, let's say, and were having sex every day, or maybe twice a day, or maybe three times a day during the honeymoon. And twice a day after the honeymoon, then once a day, and before long, what's happening? But it's like once a week. And then in certain places, we're down to maybe once a month, and one of or both of the entities are cheating or satisfying themselves some other way. Needing drugs, say, to get high enough to be able to enjoy the intimacy of sex, because they've gone past a certain period of familiarity, and familiarity has done its thing. thing.
So it breeds contempt, right?
Well, I appreciate you using those two words to finish off the short form of that saying. But what is very important for people to realize is that as much as they have difficulty with the word contempt, it's probably important that we have to say it that way to make it really rough on your feelings. Actually, it's a saying which, in those words, is a victim of itself. Very often, I have gone around the country and with 20, 30,000 people started the saying. You know, the saying that begins with familiarity, and they won't finish it. I would say familiarity breeds, and they still won't finish it. And it is a very rare person who hasn't heard that. Amongst the younger people, they don't say it so much themselves. They've got new jargon for it. They say, give me space. Get off my back, get out of my face, which is another way of saying what familiarity does. And this has been said all over the world in virtually every language on earth in different ways, not using those terms.
So I guess you don't believe in marriage.
I certainly believe that marriage is begging for the trouble. Because the word marriage itself almost indicates institutionalizing familiarity. Now, unless you're saying, or you were accepting marriage in the way I, at one time, performed a marriage ceremony with a marriage and made a marriage certificate, which expired in 30 days. Let's go back to the familiarity. Familiarity itself is beautiful. Marriage itself is beautiful. You could have a marriage of the minds of the moment or of the week or maybe of the month, and you can keep going for maybe 3 months and maybe for longer if the minds are very acute and are going the same way on a very beautiful idea. But after X period of time, familiarity is, as a woman put it most succinctly, a magician that is kind to the ugly and cruel to the beautiful. Ouida, O-U-I-D-A was her pen name. The most beautifully important way of saying that. I have here in my hand a list of something like 150 different ways of saying this idea. It's been said by virtually everybody worth quoting. It's said in languages all over the world. At least 95% of the world, the languages are listed here in ways of saying familiarity does what it does without saying FBC. But the most important way is this Ouida's way, that it is kind to the ugly and cruel to the beautiful. So when you speak of marriage, you say, oh, we have a beautiful thing going here. Let's cement it. Let us put it in concrete, and we will live this way forever, as the marriage ceremony goes in some cases. And this is saying we're making an institution of this beauty. And familiarity is cruel to the beautiful. And if you're going to make an institution of this beautiful thing, it's going to change. It's going to run down. It is going to run down like any system runs down in what we call entropy. And as it turns out, entropy, the symbol for entropy in engineering, is the Greek letter phi. P-H-I, the zero and the one superposed on it. It's very interesting that it's made up of those. I, for instance, as far as sex goes, as far as gender goes, consider that the difference of the male and female gender, the peg and the hole. That essentially is the difference, as far as I believe, in gender. That is, the perfect man should have 49% of his being in a feminine mode. The perfect woman should have 49% masculine as part of her makeup. That is to be perfect. To be all woman and all man is the opposite of that.
Oh, but, you know, if you have questions for Henry, you should give us a call at 228-2487.
Henry, maybe you have a question for our readers. We have some tickets to give away
to Bruce A. and the Secular Atavists. That's coming up. And Henry, do you have a skill testing question about numbers that...
Do you want to ask a question to our listeners? If they have the answer, they can phone in and get some free tickets.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the phone's already ringing, and they haven't even heard the question.
Oh, listen to this question here. Now, this is going to be a tough one.
But not too tough.
We are on Earth mainly because of the presence of water.
Uh-huh.
What percent of the Earth's surface is covered by water?
Now, you know the answer to this, don't you? Don't say it out loud, but you know it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good, because I don't.
I don't either, but then again, we're really dumb. So, okay, we're going to take a break. Here's some songs, and we're going to come back. And if you know the answer, call us, 228-CITR.
Going up on left hand side.
All right, CITR FM 101.9. You are listening to the Betty and Veronica Show. Circa, we're still trying to figure it out. Maybe someone can call in. I don't even know if people call in here anymore. Maybe they just tweet me at CITR. But if you know when that show was from, when that show aired, we're narrowing it down. I'm here with Bill Baker. He doesn't want to talk.
I don't want to talk.
He doesn't want to talk, but he might talk.
Okay.
So we're reminiscing. We're here in the studio. You know, I haven't been here for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. The show that we're listening to today, the Betty and Veronica Show, is probably from about 89 to 91, somewhere in that range, the cusp of the 90s there. And
that's enough about that.
Yeah, this is Lisa Marr, and I'm here with Bill Baker, both former proud station members of CITR. Do we have lifetime memberships? I'm not sure.
Yes, we do.
We do. Great.
Mine still hasn't been laminated, but I do have one.
Oh, the lamination. It's always the sticking point. But we're back, and we're here to celebrate this amazing 75th anniversary. I guess it's called the Diamond Anniversary. Do they make record needles with diamonds?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. See, there's a tie-in right there. Okay. So today, most everybody else that's been involved with the station is having waffles and mimosas at an undisclosed location somewhere nearby, reminiscing and... You know, as usual, someone's got to hold down the fort. So that would be me and you.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-boo.
So let's talk about maybe some of our past shows. Of course, there was the Betty and Veronica Show. There was also Expo 66.
That's one of the ones, yeah.
And what did that show entail?
That was just me playing records and writing some radio plays that I still maintain weren't very good.
It was kind of War of the Worlds style.
Yes, War of the Worlds style. There's one War of the Worlds style. That was it. I think
and
I
it
lost
kind of
the
evolved,
steam.
It revolved around a fictional World's Fair,
right,
taking place in the year 1966,
hosted by Dean Paul Kennedy.
Dean Paul Kennedy, yes. That's right. And I remember for some reason, I feel like you got in trouble one time for playing a U2 song. You played
No,
New
it was
Year's
Doug and the Slugs.
Oh, wow, they're so similar. I can see why. Doug and the Slugs. Too bad.
No, Chinatown Calculation.
Oh. Not to be confused with Here Come the China Boys by the Paolas.
Not to be confused with.
Right. Why would you...
They both riff on that sort of cheesy...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, the international symbol for Chinese music.
I had only started doing a radio show maybe 2 or 3 weeks earlier, and I had the idea that I would open up requests to the audience, and I would play anything that anyone asked for. And someone called in... And asked to play that, and I felt like it was part of the challenge.
And CanCon.
So I played it, and Kevin Smith, the program director at the time, came down on me like a ton of curly-haired bricks.
Wow.
And I was in a great deal of trouble for about 2 minutes.
Wow.
In hindsight, it doesn't seem like that much trouble.
No. But, you know, you do worry about these things in the moment. You don't want to make a bad impression on your programming chief here at the station. They still wield a lot of power, those folks.
That is true.
They are the kingpins of the station.
You're just saying that because he's here.
I know I am. And he's doing a great job. He's cracking a whip right on the other side of this glass. But, you know, I'm feeling a little sentimental today because I understand, you know, I don't even live in Vancouver. I have not lived in Vancouver for 15 years. And when I come back, I like to know that I can go, if I ever come back, that I can go into the sub. And pretty soon it's going to be a whole new building. They're tearing this down. What's going on?
That's what I understand.
For what? What?
I don't know.
Something bigger, better?
I ain't from here.
High tech?
Yes.
Wow.
Brand new.
So
you know what? Honestly, it's pure sentiment. This building is kind of gross.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
I see my nephew Max. He's going to be performing later on tonight. Let's just give a plug for the show, the 75 years of UBC radio show at the Chapel Arts venue downtown. Someone told me it's at 304 Dunleavy, and you can figure that out on Google Maps. But it's tonight, Saturday, November 17th, celebrating, of course, 75 years of CITR with some amazing bands, including Carolyn Mark and the New Best Friends, Channels 3 and 4, Culture Shock, Gang Signs, Fine Mist. That's a good name, Fine Mist. And, of course, me, Miss Marr, and friends. And my friends are really you, the audience, so please come to the show because if nobody comes to the show, there's no friends, and then there's no show. So you got to come to the show.
Who else is performing with you?
Well, Max, as I just mentioned, who's 11 years old. So that's kind of nice with this Henry 77 theme we're working today because 11 times 7 is, of course, 77. And then my grandmother, who's 99. So it's all these kind of double-digit numbers. And, of course, I'm 33 years old. So We got 11, 33, and 99. We're all in the mix. We're all going to be there. I just bought some surprises, prizes, whatever, to chuck at the audience. That's going to be happening. It's a sing-along. It's good times. And, you know, of course, the Mighty Mighty Cub really did form from my time here at CITR. First, I bullied my way into the evaporators just by bugging Nardwar every day for, it must have been 6 months, until finally said, okay, if you learn the bass and get an outfit and you can show up at the show on Friday, you're in. So I did that. And that was the start of my illustrious musical career. The evaporators are still going. Cub is not, but we're going to be resurrecting a little bit of Cub spirit and, you know, kind of a little bit of evaporators chutzpah tonight down at the Chapel Arts Center. So I'm excited about that. People are starting to come by. It's like drop-in day. It's bring your kids to work day. It's celebrate 75 years of radio day. And
I can't believe this is all scripted.
I think something's flashing, and I think that might mean there's phone. A phone call. But, you know, I don't even know how to answer the phone.
Bright.
It says phone. It's like it's kind of like a mini disco in here right now. So I'm going to go. We're going to go back to the show. And Bill, do you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am.
Here comes Robin to save the day and answer the call. We're going to answer the call right now.
Color Me Psycho with 13 is my lucky number. And before we heard that, we heard DOA with 13. This is the Betty and Veronica show, and we are here at CITR talking to Henry 77. Well, the answer to that skill testing question was, of course, 77. That's the percentage of the Earth's surface that is covered by water, and Bernie won those tickets. We won't give you his last name.
Congratulations, Bernie.
Congratulations. He's on his
Great
way
Bernie.
To see.
And he's really smart, too. He always wins on our show.
He Good does.
Bernie. It's actually 77.2, Bernie, but we give it to you anyhow.
Now,
I had a caller called in, and he wanted me to ask you, Henry, would it ever be possible for us as humans, or, well, I guess anybody, if we could evolve to the point where familiarity would no longer breed contempt, but could perhaps breed bliss? Is that ever, ever, ever possible?
It probably has happened. I think everything is possible. I don't know if you worded the question exactly as the caller gave it. An individual, yes, they call that nirvana. And there are some, say, American guru types and things like that who have reached that point and have stayed there for a while. I don't know if they're still there. I know I've run into some people who are into that place. But they are really are so at one with everything that they're not really relating to any one thing any better, any more deeply than anything else. So in that case, it's a familiarity. They reach the point of God and self-realization where you have gotten real close to the recognition that everything is one, and you get that when you use your capacity to be familiar with everything, to get a familiarity with everything or with enough things to make the connection, to see how everything is connected, to see how you and everything are one.
But it could never be the rule.
Oh, I don't think it should be the rule. It shouldn't be the rule, and the reason for that is because as I started to explain with this idea, the necessity of our exercising our potential to be familiar with everything in the cosmos. When we get to this familiarity with everything in the cosmos, and it is very helpful if we have some knowledge of math, so that if we can recognize certain things which we might not otherwise easily recognize. As it turns out, there's some very simple math which helps us see this connection.
Now, what's that, Henry?
That stems from a series of numbers and the relationship those numbers have to each other. That series is called the Fibonacci series, Fibonacci. There, anybody out there who has specific questions about them, please do call.
228-CITR.
And this relationship, the relationship that these numbers have to each other, is occurring on all levels of the cosmos. Homo sapiens, with all this brain matter between their spiraled ears, have the capacity to get to this knowledge one way or the other. You now have the opportunity of a shortcut because you're listening to someone who's had lots of things fall in front of him after he had this idea about the institutionalization of familiarity being a mistake. Giving up his family name, he took a number.
And remember, you were telling me about how you used to only read page 77?
Yes. For a very short period, I gave up reading completely. Then I just picked up random page 77s, and I found very coincidental items on these 77s. And then when someone said after I gave up my name that I had to have a name, I took the number. A few weeks after that, someone said, hey, if you're into numbers that much, you should check into the Fibonacci numbers. This led me to finding out about the series, about the relationships of the number, about the relationship itself, which is a logarithmic spiral, a spiral which I have found occurs on all levels of the cosmos. The numbers relate and get closer and closer to what might be a perfect relationship, which we cannot get. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship even in the cosmos. But there is a striving for it. It's what they call irrational decimal. Keeps on going, keeps on changing, so we can't ever get there. But striving for this relationship is what's happening on all levels of the cosmos, from the galaxy, solar system, planet, ocean waves, continents, plants, human body, baby in the belly, brain and baby in the belly's head, the DNA, same spiral, same kind of relationship. And a very important thing is happening in that kind of relationship.
What's that?
The components, dear Betty, which upside down and backwards is 877 EP,
That's right.
Maybe. The components of systems, the components of systems on all levels of the cosmos, by virtue of their striving for this logarithmic spiraling kind of relationship, are getting closer and closer to maximum exposure and minimum superposition.
And that's how you try to live your life, right?
Well, you know, that's how you should live your life.
But that's how you, personally,
well,
Henry 77, is
not,
trying.
I try.
To...
I fall down sometimes in it, and I get stuck.
Henry, there's a caller on the line. I just, sorry to interrupt. He's looking for some guidance as well. His name is Tomas. He has a friend who is having fours reoccur again and again in his life. He wants to know if you can tell him what those fours mean or what you know about the word four or the number four.
I'm sorry. I'm not really that versed in it. I know all numbers, according to Aleister Crowley, are sacred. But his book on the Kabbalah was titled 777. And I know... I would suspect you ought to have this person check to see if their number is four numerologically, their name is four, and who they ask. You might get a different version out of it. I consider the value of a name as what the person calls himself. Who are you, or herself?
Do you
who
think maybe somebody's doing, or there's a reason why this guy is seeing so many fours or come up and, again and again?
There probably is. It depends upon how it happens and where it happens as to how synchronous it is. Synchronicity is something I lecture on a lot because most of what I've found has been through what you, like many people, would call meaningful coincidences. I've been living my life with maximum exposure and minimum superposition, but there have been things happening which have made me stop at different times, and at that time I have suffered. There is no getting out or getting away from living the message as it first formed in my head. It was, quote, family is a disease, familiarity the germ, the cure letting go and moving on.
All right. Here. Hello, everybody. We are live. Family is a disease. I have with me Max Winter and Sam Baker. So what do you guys think about that quote? Family is a disease. What do you have to say?
I don't know.
Sam?
I don't know.
You're not sure
I
on
really
that one?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
Family is a disease?
Well, no.
What kind of diseases are you familiar with? Anything?
Chicken pox?
Oh, yeah, chicken pox. That's a killer.
Meningitis.
E. coli.
E. coli. There's some definite diseases out there.
Typhoid.
The flu.
You guys have had some shots lately? There's
yeah,
been
I just
some
had
shots
two
going
shots.
On?
No.
Yeah. No shots for you, Sam?
My
shotless.
Arm and then my other arm.
Great. So Max and Sam are here. They're the next generation of CITR. We're celebrating 75 years of CITR. Can you guys imagine how long 75 years actually is?
It's older than, no, sir, it's not as old as my grandma, but it's still pretty old.
Your so, grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah? She's older? Your grandma's younger. Definitely younger, Sam. Way younger.
Well,
I have four grandmas.
She's 70-something.
Four grandmas, Sam, four.
And, okay, so 75 years of radio show. If you guys, you need probably a little bit more training. This is your first time here, is that correct?
Yeah.
First time on the radio, Sam?
Not my first time on the radio, but my first time here.
Oh, and tell me a little bit about your first time on the radio.
I was on CBC Radio 3.
Well.
Doing an impression of Grant Lawrence on the radio.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Could you bust that impression out for us now?
No.
No, okay, we need to prepare. What about, do you have a Grant Lawrence impression, Max?
Forget who he is, sorry.
Okay. What about Nardwar?
Nardwar.
Man, that's not bad. It's not bad. What's your familiarity with Nardwar, Sam?
I've met him a few times.
And any thoughts, impressions? Is that someone that maybe you guys would like to emulate as adults in the community? Would you like to be like Nardwar when you grow up?
Not really, no.
Sam?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
And what about if you guys had your own radio show, again, thinking about to the future, you know, when CITR is going to be celebrating its 100th anniversary or 150th anniversary, maybe you guys will be behind the mics. And what kind of things do you think they'll be talking about or you'll be talking about on CITR in about 75 years from now or 50 years from now? What kinds of things will be on the hit list to talk about, or what kind of music do you think they'll be playing?
I don't... Sam?
I have no clue.
No idea what the future will hold?
No.
Nothing. Max, what about you? The future?
I don't really know. Because there's probably going to be a ton of new bands coming up soon.
New bands, yeah.
And... a bunch of the bands now. By the time it's the 150th anniversary, I highly doubt there's going to be any of the same bands that have been on here before that will be on here then. I mean, that, like, are still playing, so.
Possibly not. Yeah. So, but tonight, thinking ahead just tonight, to the future of tonight, you are also going to be down at the Chapel Arts show. Sam, maybe you'll be joining us.
No, he's not. He's going to be at his grandma's house.
Oh, grandma's tonight. Okay, well, good. Well, you can find out about how old she is, if she's 75 or younger, tonight. And Max and I will be down at Chapel Arts. So hope you can join us for that, along with Carolyn Mark, the New Best Friends, Channels 3 and 4, Culture Shock, Gang Signs, Fine Mist, and, of course, Miss Mar and Friends. We're going to be doing some...
I know them.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you think about them?
They're pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, they're going to be down there rocking.
They're friends
with my mom. Oh, fabulous. Fine Mist. And so join us down there at Chapel Arts and celebrate the whole weekend. It really has been an incredible place for so many people. It's where we hang out, where we have our dreams, our schemes, planning the revolution, musical and otherwise. And we wish you all the best, CITR. We're going to end with a little set of Cub songs from a live on Thunderbird Radio Hell performance from 1992, just to take you back a little bit. And enjoy the weekend. Stop by the station, say hi, celebrate, and good luck. God bless, good night, and good music.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, and live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, we have a rock and roll band. Next week it's going to be Jumbo Cross, and then from Victoria, Closet Man. And we just had some sitar music, right?
Right.
And we had Joey before that.
Right.
And you are?
Cub.
Okay, Cub, play the blue. Oh, you're live right now, aren't you?
I think so.
You're playing live?
Live.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Okay, Cub, play. Oh, who's in Cub?
Robin's in Cub, and Valeria's in Cub, and Lisa's in Cub.
Okay, Cub, play the blues.
This song's called Chico. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take the fight, shut your eyes, cross your heart. Your hair, lick a stamp, fly somewhere, and then the light comes in. Every day with Chico, every day with Chico, every day with Chico, every day with Chico. Watch your mouth, pray for rain, skip a stone. Never twice the same thing, make a wish, hold your breath, dream a dream, and forget it. And then the light comes in, every day with Chico, every day with Chico, every day with Chico.
That's right, we're Cub. And before I forget to mention it, we're going to be playing at Zulu Records live in store on the 16th of October. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be at 4:30 p.m. And we're going to have records and T-shirts, and we'll be signing autographs for all you collectors out there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Adam because he's been a great guy. And thanks to Helen, too. She's here tonight. So, yeah, thanks. This one's called Go Fish, and it's the first song off our upcoming record. It's a 6-song, 7-inch out on Mint, and it's called Pep. And it should be available to you on October 10th. We're hoping. Okay? Are we ready, Cubs? Go Fish. 1, 2, 3, 4. Some banter with the audience, but there's no audience. George Clinton. Someone's saying George Clinton. Yay, George Clinton. Motel 6. And this is an old Evaporator song, so there's some trivia for you. 1, 2, 3. My parents want me to come home. They're worried. I Yeah, you're listening to live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and we're Cub. And I think are we reaching the halfway mark? I think we are. And at this point, I'd like to say hi to my grandma, Baba Solowski. I think she's listening tonight.
All right.
So, Baba, this one's for you. And it's called Runaway. 1, 2, 3, 4. Going to be on our upcoming record. Push the record. What other news do we have? I don't think we have any news. Do we? Do we have any news? No news. Sorry. This one's called The Day We Met. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Okay, yeah, we're Cub. Did I say that already? Okay. okay. We're the Bear Essentials, right? Unbearable and Bare Naked Cubs. Okay. Here's some trivia. Robin hates the Bare Naked Ladies, and she screams whenever they're on TV.
So do I.
And so does Valeria, but I love them. Okay. This song's called Sweet Pea, and it's another cover. A fabulous cover. Okay. Another cover, and we'd like to invite the sitar man, if he's still here, to feel free and play along.
Nope,
oh, he's gone. Well, maybe he can play along in his mind in the car on the way home. And you can play along in your minds, too. And I guess we'd like to thank Nardwar the Human Serviette and all his fabulous guests tonight for allowing us to be part of the show. So once again, we're Cub, and we will see you. All right, what are you picking up in your amp?
I'm listening to the radio.
She's listening to the radio. Are you listening to us?
No.
Oh, something else.
Maureen
McGovern. There's got to be a show after Cub. Okay, and we're going to be at Zulu, and we'll see you there, and it's on the 16th at 4:30. And we'd like to meet every one of you. So here we go. Thanks again, and good night. 1, 2, 3, 4.